her story inspired me. Sigrid brings out, because she's a writer, she's never published anything. And I have to say that she's currently 96 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so she showed me this poem and I looked at it and I said, Sigrid, that is a children's book.
Good morning, guys. Dan Wise, Wise Media Studios. We're back with another Spotlight Business Thursday. And today we have an awesome guest by the name of Judy Shopak, who is a children's book illustrator. We're going to be interviewing her next, right after messages from one of our sponsors. Be right back. Today's Yakima Spotlight Thursday is brought to you by the Recreation Center, which is conveniently located downtown, 200 South Front Street, Yakima. The Recreation Center, your plug-and-play venue for private or public events of all types, sport court rentals, and more. Also, home for Conquer Athletics, top producer of Grit and Central Washington's premier Spartan DECA founding affiliate. Contact them today on Facebook at Conquer Athletics or on Instagram at The Recreation Center. Judy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome to have you here. I love your name, by the way. And I'll tell you, well, I can't tell you why, but for the audience, if you get this reference, drop a comment. The first person to leave the comment, I will send you a $25 Cash App, Venmo, Zelle. Judy, Judy, Judy. If you know what show that's from, drop it in the comment and I'll send you some cash. So Judy, you are a children book illustrator.
All right, guys, we're going to get right back to the interview, but in the midst of editing, Judy sent me a link to an interview Sigrid did with KGW News, and it's super cute. Sigrid, again, is the one that actually wrote this book. So take a look at this little interview with Sigrid, and then we'll get right back to the interview.
I had 28 jobs in my life. Never fired.
Sigrid Scully has done many things in her life.
I went from everything from waitressing to landscape designer.
And at the age of 96, she can now add another achievement to the list, author.
If you could come to my house, you'd meet these animal friends of mine.
Publishing her first book this year.
They live on the shelves in my room. Please come and play with them anytime.
It's a children's book titled, If I Could.
A story about stuffed animals came to my head.
And Sigrid wrote it the old school way.
Handwritten, cursive.
She tells me the book is about stuffed animals that come to life through the imaginations of the children in the book. A concept she says may be foreign to kids nowadays in a world full of technology. But let's go back a few chapters. This all started a few years ago when Sigrid joined writing classes. That's where she wrote If I Could.
I read it to a group of about 10 people, and they all clapped, and they all said, you should get it published.
One of those people being Judy Shopak.
And I said, Sigrid, that's a children's book.
The former teacher happens to be an artist, but she never illustrated a book before. So she took a page out of Sigrid's book, It's Never Too Late, to try something new.
I've always wanted to illustrate children's books, and this sort of got me started.
Judy illustrated the book and found a publisher for Sigrid, Cave Moon Press, based in Yakima. But they wouldn't make much money in sales.
I don't want any money.
Sigrid didn't mind.
But I write for fun.
The nonprofit literary press does things a little differently than your traditional publisher. Every project has to donate the profits to a charitable cause, anyone they choose.
I have picked a safe space here in Oregon, in Hood River, but they also sponsor in Washington. And what they do, they are advocates for abused children.
Sigrid has learned something new and created a lasting legacy to help the younger generation at the age of 96. So don't judge a book by its cover, because age is just a number.
I'm still the same human being. I'm just in different condition.
And we're going to be talking about a book. You have the book here, right?
I do.
If you want, you can bring it up here. She's got it in an Easter basket. So this book is If I Could. I don't know if you can see that. Is that pop show on camera pretty good there, Francis? Yeah, okay. So tell us a little bit about this book, Judy.
Sigrid Scully, who's the author of the book, she and I worked together at an alternative high school in Bend, Oregon. And she was an awesome volunteer at the school. She was a grandmother volunteer. And she actually won an award of a volunteer of the year in the state of Oregon for the dedicated work that she did. But at any rate, she and I became friends, close friends, in the work that we did working with kids in alternative high school. And I stayed in touch with her. And I visited her about 2.5 years ago with another friend of ours. And Sigrid brings out, because she's a writer, she's never published anything. And I have to say that she's currently 96 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so she showed me this poem and I looked at it and I said, Sigrid, that is a children's book. And so I illustrated it. And I've always said that I wanted to illustrate children's books.
Was that the first one you've done?
Well, I did. We did another book for her that my friend Marcy and I did together. We just made 5 copies and we did it really simply.
Right.
So really it's the first one. And so I illustrated it. And it's been a journey because, you know, it's all new territory for me.
Oh, yeah. It's not like you're just drawing pictures. You actually got to get publishers and...
Yeah. So I ran into Doug Johnson. He's a teacher in Yakima. And he also has a small publishing company called Cave Moon Press. So I met him at an art exhibit that he had actually a really awesome artwork that he was showing at the art exhibit. And I met him and I was telling him about this project that I was working on. I was in the middle of it or the beginning of it at that point. And then he just embraced it. Like he wanted to honor Sigrid. Here's this, at that time, 95-year-old woman. And we wanted to make her dream come true in a way because she'd never published anything. And so
when was this book created and published?
It was published in December.
And when did you guys start the process?
It's probably about 1.5 years.
Okay. So it took a little bit of time.
It took time.
That was her first book too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really, the last text I got from her was, oh, there's a picture of her too, was magic. Like this is magic to her that this is all happening.
So If I Could, what is this book about?
Well,
in a nutshell.
Okay, in a nutshell, standing on one foot. It's a child's imagination. And their animals that are on their shelves at home coming to life. And just, it's all about your imagination.
And you know, it's a pretty short book. And the reason why I say that is where does Sigrid live?
Sigrid lives in Hood River.
Okay, so it's not too far.
No, it's not too far.
She should come in. Does she talk well?
Oh, she's great.
We should have her come in.
If her health allows it.
If it allows it. Or she could find somebody that she feels confident in to come in and read the book on audio. And we could put this like an audio version of this, which would be really cool, where people could go online. They could see the pictures. They'd hear her voice, like an audio version
of
the book.
There's also a song that goes with it.
Okay.
So...
very, very cool.
There's a picture of Sigrid in the back if you want.
Yeah, we're going to actually, let me see here. We're going to put that in when we edit.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Oh, there's you too. Yeah. You and Sigrid both.
Yeah.
So where can people find this book?
At this point in time, you can order it through cavemoonpress.com.
Okay.
And it's at this point, we're moving in a direction to get it out on hopefully Amazon and Barnes and Noble, but we're not there yet. We had some technical difficulties and we really wanted it to be published in a timely way.
Right.
So it's all local. So it's locally published and locally printed by Yakima Printing.
And how much is the book?
It's $12.95.
That's not bad. We'll definitely going to make sure that we post a link to this. So if anybody wants to purchase the book, you can either purchase it. There's a link in our YouTube description, on Facebook, Instagram, pretty much anywhere you can find us on social media. That is really, really cool. So illustrating a book is have you always been an artist?
I've always been an artist, but it wasn't something that I ever allowed myself to prioritize in my life.
Right.
And having the avenue of illustrating a children's book is really exciting to me. And I feel that that's what I would like to keep pursuing. And I'm illustrating a second book right now.
And it's really got like, I can't wait to show it in the, when we edit this, but like the art, it's got that kind of an old feel to it, like from like the 80s and 70s, 80s, where I imagine kids must love this because it's an easy book for kids, especially for parents. Parents,
right.
I mean, every parent loves reading their kid's book, but when the kid brings the book that's like 300 pages long, it's like, daddy, read me this book. It's like, oh man, can't we find a smaller book? This would be a good one to read at night before bed. You know, it's funny, not to get off too much off topic, but I have a story and it's called Penny the Lucky Duck. I was at the local pet store here over by, I'm still new to Yakima, over on Valley Mall Boulevard, kind of over near like the Lowe's.
Like Peck?
Yeah, Petco. That's where I was. I was at Petco,
mm-hmm.
picking up some lizard food for some of my lizards, crickets. And as I was getting back in my car, I found this really dirty, disgusting penny on heads. So whenever I find a penny on heads, I keep it. And whenever I find a penny on tails, I flip it over, put it on heads, so the next person to find it gets some luck. Well, we got in the car, and it wasn't 2 seconds later, we were driving right by Lowe's. We saw this duck in the road, and it looked like it was dead. So I pulled over, moved the duck out of the road, and it was still alive. Started flapping its wings, and its leg was really kind of banged up. So we brought it to the vet. The vet ended up amputating the leg. I'm from Florida. I know nothing about ducks. So we ended up keeping this little duck. We named her Penny the Lucky Duck, and kind of started vlogging it, making videos about her. And then KIT News picked it up, and they started doing stories on it. And I've been getting messages from all around the internet saying, you should make this into a children's book. And then it segued into us starting, and the Penny ended up not surviving. She ended up, okay. She lasted a couple of months and then got an infection and passed away. Oh. But now we rescue.
Oh.
we rescue ducks that are in really horrible habitats that are, you know, like one female duck with like a bunch of male ducks. It's not a conducive environment for them. So we have fresh duck eggs every day. So we have two ducks, Mama and Olivia, that live in our backyard. We converted our shed into a barn and they got hot tubs and stuff in there. So yeah, if you ever want to talk about writing another children's book, let me know.
And I have to say, I have a thing for ducks. I really like ducks.
You know, I usually have eggs here that we give our guests. Uh-huh. We usually give duck eggs because we get too many that then we can mm-hmm. eat. And if you've never had a duck egg, they're amazing. But I can't eat chicken anymore because it looks like a duck. So I ruined chicken for me. But anyway, the creative process. Kind of tell me when you're, so you've got artists that like to draw, but when you're illustrating a book, you've got to draw like a story.
Right.
So what was that process like?
It was really awesome. And I think I enjoy it more than just drawing what I see because I don't know where the characters come from. It's like magic. I feel like that's my superpower. Imagining. And Sigrid gave me pretty much free rein. Like she didn't have anything specific. So I would just draw. And there was one exception in the book where she didn't like the wolf because the wolf looked like a bear. And I was
like a scary wolf?
It wasn't. Well, you can see the wolf now, but she wasn't happy with the wolf. And so I redid the wolf and she was actually right. I mean, it was a good call on her part.
Is that the wolf?
That's the wolf. He's not scary.
He does look like a wolf.
Yeah, but
I can see how he could have looked like a bear because he's big.
Yeah.
So very easily, you know, you could probably go from wolf to bear.
But so what I do is, like, for example, in the beginning of the book, there's clowns and a parade and all that. Like, I went online and I looked at pictures of a parade. I might, like, sketch a person. I look at some things, but a lot of it just comes from my imagination. And it's just fun.
I could picture you doing oil paintings. Do you paint at all?
Well, these are all watercolors.
Okay.
They're watercolors.
So,
and with a little bit of colored pencil.
What are some of the, so both of you are kind of new at this. Like she wrote a book, you illustrated a book. Here's a book.
Right.
The process of the adversity of, was it easier or harder than you guys thought it was going to be? Not so much writing it and drawing it, but the whole process of the business side of it, getting it printed.
Yeah. I think it was, I knew that it wasn't going to be simple.
Right.
So I think it was a little bit harder, and it just kind of took dedication and perseverance. The other thing is that the only way I communicated with Sigrid, fortunately, sometimes I can talk to her on the phone, sometimes she texts, but a lot of our communication was snail mail. Mm. Like she's not hooked up to like
the internet.
I think she has been in the past, but she's not. So it wasn't that I could send her like a picture. Everything was slowed down because I don't live around the corner from her.
Right.
You know,
because she lives where?
It's Hood River. So it's 2.5 hours away.
Okay. And you live here in Yakima.
And I live outside in Cowichi. Yeah.
So it's like,
it was wild.
Like horse and buggy. What was that called back in the day when they had to send messages? Where they like a horse would have to bring it.
Right. Pony Express.
Pony Express.
Yeah. No, it was this definitely old school. And then also like the art is original watercolors. So when you have to make a change in it, it's not like it's all digitalized. I mean,
You got to redo it. Yeah. So how many versions were there before you guys were like, all right, this is the one we're going to make copies of?
No, pretty much one. We had an exception. We did some changes with one of the characters, but it pretty much, once a watercolor was done, it was pretty much done.
Francis, you have little kids. Doesn't this look like something that you would like to have your kids read just from looking at the cover? It looks safe.
Yeah, I agree with you about the not 300-page book for bedtime.
He's got some adorable kids. We Christmas time, we do the Grinch Who Stole the Christmas podcast where we have like kids come in the studio.
Oh,
and
cool.
Francis brought his daughter and she got to be part of the cast.
So how old is she?
So 5 and 3.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Oh, this is a good age.
Yeah. Cause it's, you know, it's easy enough to wear for those of you that can see this, it's not like a ton of words on the page. So the child gets to really look at all the pictures. It reminds me of a book I used to read when I was a kid called Wacky Wednesday. It was my absolute favorite book.
What's that book?
It's my favorite book of all times.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was all about the imagery and you get to count all of the things that
say.
Another thing I'm wrong on the wall today. Oh my God, that shouldn't be there at all. But I think you guys should get this book to where you do like, you read it. Maybe you guys, how many children's books are out there that, I mean, I know you guys only have one, but having like a children's reading on a video, like every Friday, tune in where we read a children's book. Cause you know, kids, they need something to look forward to.
I want to tell you another thing that hasn't come up yet, but in order to publish this book with Doug Johnson of Cave Moon Press, his criteria is that the author needs to pick a nonprofit or a charity that a percentage of proceeds go to.
Okay.
So proceeds for this book go to a wonderful organization in Hood River called Safe Space that is a child's advocacy center. And it's an excellent organization. Sigrid interviewed them and my husband Jay and I went and met them. So it's like a one-stop place if kids have suffered from child abuse. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to go to the hospital, go to the lawyer, go to the social worker.
It's all there.
It's all there. And it's a very, like this space, it's a comfortable, beautiful space. And it's a really good organization. And they're also expanding. So actually, if you go to their website, they feature it on their
Safe Space?
It's called.
Okay. And are they out of Yakima?
And they're in Hood River, but they serve both some of the counties in Washington and in Oregon.
Okay.
And it kind of was a way, because Sigrid and I were bonded over working with kids. And so I discovered that organization and it just seemed fitting and she really liked it. So
very nice.
That's another cool thing. About
yeah, we'll definitely
book.
Put a link to the description. Guys, go check out Safe Space. You can also, I guess you can purchase the book from there as well.
Well, they'll link you back to Calhoun Prep.
But if they go there, you can get a link to it. Awesome. Yes. So being a local artist, we'll call you an artist because you have art. Do you tie yourself into the community at all with any other artists? Do you do anything with them? Do you reach out?
I haven't. I mean, I'm new to Yakima as of 3 years.
Okay.
And so not really yet.
Okay. Do you think you're going to?
Well, my real passion right now is illustrating children's books.
Okay.
That's like.
So if somebody out there is a writer and they need somebody to illustrate a children's book, this would be a great example to see if you would be a good fit for them, because you can get a feel for your type of art, yeah, your style, which I think this is extremely awesome for a child's book, because when you look at the art, it really does have like the essence of like children's imagination. It's fun. It doesn't look scary. Like, I've looked at some books, like some newer kids books, and it's like the newer kids cartoons. They're almost kind of scary, you know? So this is really cool. I think very, very good job on this. How many books have you guys sold to date?
About 175.
Okay. So you need to sell about another 175,000.
No. Yeah, exactly.
No big deal. You know, people don't know how hard it is. We had a lady that's looking to come in and like rent some space, and she's a writer. She's a little bit older, and you can just see some of these wolves in sheep clothing out there that are really trying to take advantage of her, like charging her all this money, promises of we're going to make it a Hollywood thing, and da, 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 da. And when you start Googling these people, like you said, a lot of the elder community they're not as savvy with the internet. And we started Googling some of the people that she was in talks with, and just con man, snake oil salesman, shady. So what advice would you have for somebody that's getting into this, that has a passion for the craft, but maybe they don't have too much experience in the business side, picking an author, picking a publisher, printer? What advice would you have for somebody brand new?
Well, I'm brand new myself, so I just...
What advice would you guys have for her?
Right. But I joined an organization called the Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. It's CSCBWI. And I'm going to network with those folks, like, because I think they're my people.
Those are your peeps?
Those are my peeps.
Okay.
I think that I'm learning myself, and I'm, you know, I'm reaching out to other children's book illustrators and to people that are publishers. And to me, it's all an adventure. And
how much of the process is some people just don't get out of their own way? Like they want to do this and they just don't, because like, oh, I don't know where to start. Is it just start?
Yeah. Well, her story inspired me. So I think I needed something to work with that was kind of, I could picture it. You
right.
know? So
what's your background?
I have a bachelor's degree in fine arts. And I went to UCLA and got into the art department there. And then I didn't really like being in Los Angeles, so I transferred to University of California, Santa Cruz, and got a bachelor's degree in art from UC Santa Cruz. And I've worked, and I'm a teacher, and I've also been a paraprofessional in schools. I worked at an alternative high school for 12 years.
What's a paraprofessional?
That's someone who's a teacher. Like,
okay.
So I started to get a teaching credential and I didn't finish.
Mm.
And so a friend of mine we were doing some kind of volunteering at a school, and he looked at me and he goes, "You need to be in the schools." And I said, "David, I didn't finish I dropped out. I didn't finish." And he said, "Well, then be a educational assistant or
like a teacher's aide type of thing."
And so I looked into it, and I walked into, this was in Bend, Oregon, and I went, the first day I went, yep, I totally belong in the school.
Oh,
I totally belong in the schools. And then I did it as a substitute EA, educational assistant, and then looked, and then I found a job at an alternative high school. It was a really great match for me because I'm like really good with younger kids, mm-hmm. like kids that are going to read that book. But surprisingly to me, I love working with like all ed kids. It was a great match.
Just kind of filled your heart.
It was great. And people would say, how can you, some people like walk in and run out screaming, you know, it's not for everybody.
It's not. Yeah.
But it was for me. And I love those kids.
Well, that's really cool.
And so did Sigrid. And that's how we bonded.
What would you say? Like what's next now? You're
I'm my husband has written at least 5 children's books.
Your husband, is that the gentleman that was
that you met?
Okay.
Okay. And we've been married for 43 years.
43 years.
And we still like each other.
That's 2 years. So I was 2 years old when you guys got married. Man.
Anyway, he
congratulations.
He has thank you. And he's written and they're good, really good. So I'm in the middle or 2/3 through illustrating a second book. Cause I, like I said, I feel like I'm 72 and I feel like I found my niche.
Yeah.
Like I really am passionate about this and I need to figure out the logistics now.
Man, we should create you a website.
Yes,
for people to submit ideas for books. Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of pick and choose. Like, you know, we can create almost like an intake form with some kind of like the one you guys filled out to come in here.
Uh-huh.
To give you some cliff notes so you can immediately go, I'm interested, not interested.
Oh my God.
You know, that would be fun.
It would be very fun.
Yeah. Do you like reading books, like kids' books, to like 2 kids?
Yeah.
But if you had a group of kids in here right now, would you enjoy reading this book to them?
Oh yeah. But also I also wrote a song that goes with the book.
Okay.
So
do you have the song?
I can sing the song. I was almost going to bring a guitar in.
But do you have it on a...
Not yet. That's the next thing that we need to do. It needs to be out there because...
Well, why don't we save you singing the song? We'll have you back.
Yeah, definitely.
With your guitar.
Okay.
We'll have a separate micro... Because maybe that's why you were asking me that earlier about...
Well, I also sing with... I have a singing partner.
And
we songwrite.
We could have you guys come back in for a full episode where we have you singing the song for the book. And maybe we could have some imagery.
We need some kids.
We could do that. We could set that up.
Because it's very, imagery, like the book. Oh,
but we could have pictures of the book. We do it in post-production, but after the song, yeah. What do you think, Francis? That'd be an idea. Francis will bring his kids.
Bring your kids.
We can have Fridays with Grandma Judy. What do you think?
I'm in. That's awesome.
Sounds like a new segment to me, Francis. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. Judy, so the best place people can go find this book, again, is at cavemoonpress.com. And do you guys have a Facebook page for this?
I do, but I don't know if you can access it. Miriam Camaro set up a Facebook who got me to you.
Okay.
She created a Facebook page, and it's if I could, but I don't think anybody can get to it.
I will talk to Miriam because she's going to be coming in. I think it's next week she's coming in to do what you're doing today.
And she's Miriam Camaro.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. She's a force of nature.
She's Miriam.
Yep.
Of course. She's a wonderful.
Well, Judy, thank you so much for coming in, guys. If you want to get your hands on this book, first person to purchase the book, I'll go ahead and pay for it. First person that wants to get a copy of this book, drop a comment. You got to have kids and I will purchase the first copy for you. So Miriam. Judy's going to leave a couple copies here with me. So if you do want a copy, I can go ahead and you can come to the studio and pick it up. Does that sound fair?
That's great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Judy. I'm glad you came in today. And guys, that was another episode of Business Spotlight Thursday. Each week, we don't know who's going to come in. Today was a very contrasting, 2 different individuals from 2 different parts of the universe that are here together in the studio. So Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you.